Editor. I'm writing in response to the story, shared, All Gender Washrooms the Future for Burnaby Schools, School District, June 5, 2023. I'm extremely disappointed that in Pride Month you chose to run a story highlighting the concerns of a very small number of people who are apparently not even connected to Parkcrest Elementary about gender-inclusive washrooms. The person you give the most space to hasn't even seen the washrooms and is relying on a secondhand description of them. Instead of the uninformed opinions you did give space to, imagine if you had included the following responses from students, parents, and/or staff who are actually members of the Parkcrest community. Even just responses from people who have actually seen or used all gender washrooms. Clarification on whether any concerns have been raised in the school or its community since the washrooms were installed in the fall. Information about all gender washrooms in other community and educational spaces. For instance, we all use single, all gender washrooms in a variety of places such as grocery stores, gas stations, and small coffee shops and restaurants, and UBC, SFU, and probably most other colleges and universities have all gender washrooms. See, https://equity.ubc.ca/resources/gender-diversity/inclusive-washrooms-changerooms/closing-parenthesis. The washroom stalls at Parkcrest are not that different from the washrooms we use at home, which we share with family members, friends, and other guests. There is no link between trans-inclusive policies, such as all-gender washrooms, and bathroom safety, https://www.nbcnews.com/feature/nbc-out/no-link-between-trans-inclusive-policies-bathroom-safety-study-finds-n911106. In conclusion, I'm not sure why this is news now, if the only reason it came to your attention is because of some complaints from people who aren't connected to Parkcrest, haven't even seen the washrooms, and don't fully understand how they are used in the school. Instead, the Now could have written a fact-based and informative article that helped folks in the community understand why schools and other organizations are moving to all gender-inclusive washrooms. Jennifer Zerke.